By 1965, civil rights activists had been working for years to obtain voting rights for all Americans, but had only achieved minimal success. However, the murder of activists in Mississippi and Philadelphia, as well as numerous other acts of violence and terrorism, captured national attention and propelled the movement forward. On March 7, 1965, in an event that came to be known as Bloody Sunday, state troopers descended on peaceful protesters in an unprovoked attack on the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma, Alabama, where protesters were en route to the state capitol in Montgomery. In response to this event and other acts of violence, President Johnson called for effective voting rights legislation. Subsequently, hearings began on the bill that would become the Voting Rights Act. The hearings showed that the Justice Department's efforts to eliminate discriminatory election practices by litigation on a case-by-case basis had been unsuccessful in opening up the registration process. The VRA was enacted on August 6, 1965. Section 2 of the Act applied a nationwide prohibition on literacy tests. The Act also contains special provisions targeted at those areas of the country with histories of racial discrimination. Under Section 5, jurisdictions covered by those special provisions could not make any voting rights law changes without pre-clearance from the federal government. In addition, the Attorney General could designate a county covered by those special provisions for the appointment of a federal examiner to review the qualifications of persons who wanted to register to vote. Further, in these counties where a federal examiner was serving, the Attorney General could request that federal observers monitor activities within the county's polling place. The Voting Rights Act did not include a provision prohibiting poll taxes, but had directed the Attorney General to challenge its use. In Harper v. Virginia State Board of Elections, the Supreme Court held Virginia's poll tax to be unconstitutional under the 14th Amendment. Between 1965 and 1969, the Supreme Court also issued several key decisions, including the constitutionality of Section 5 and affirming the broad range of voting practices that required Section 5 review. Congress extended Section 5 for 5 years in 1970 and for 7 years in 1975. With these extensions, Congress validated the Supreme Court's broad interpretation of the scope of Section 5. During the hearings, Congress heard extensive testimony concerning gerrymandering, annexations, adoption of at-large elections, and other structural changes to prevent newly registered black voters from effectively using the ballot. Congress also heard extensive testimony about voting discrimination that had been suffered by Hispanic, Asian, and Native American citizens, and the 1975 amendments added protections from the voting discrimination for language minority citizens.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.